For all of our audience, I would like to introduce you to Captain Virginia Blackman, NAMRU's commanding officer. Ma'am, if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and your naval experience.
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for having me. The chance to talk about NAMRU and the amazing work that my team does is one of my favorite things. Again, my name is Virginia Blackman. I am a Nurse Corps officer and started my career 30 years ago after commissioning out of ROTC. I am a critical care nurse, worked at our major hospitals like San Diego and Walter Reed, Bethesda, Naval Medical Center Portsmouth in Virginia, and also have served with the Marines, was the ship's nurse on the mighty George H.W. Bush, have served a tour in recruiting, been fortunate to go back to graduate school twice for critical care and then for a PhD studying pain, and was able to use that experience as a faculty member at the Uniformed Services University, where we teach graduate nursing students as well as physicians, public health professionals, and other health professionals as well, and was fortunate to come into the world of Navy medical research, something that I'm guessing is a part of the Navy that many people listening to this aren't familiar with, so I'm super excited to get to share a little bit about it.
Can you tell us about NAMRU, please?
Absolutely. NAMRU is a Naval Medical Research Unit, and we are part of a network of 8 research commands across the Navy that focus on all different aspects of human health and how they are impacted by the environment, by the equipment on which we work, and all the sorts of things that with that human world interface can impact our ability to perform our mission. NAMRU URAFSENT started its life as NAMRU 3 way back in 1946 and is one of 3 OCONUS, or outside the United States, medical research units that's focused on infectious disease research. From 1946 until 2019, our headquarters were in Cairo, Egypt, and in 2019, the headquarters moved here. We continue to have a research presence in Cairo. We have a research presence with active duty officers and local scientists as well, working under the embassy in Cairo as well as in Accra, Ghana. We also have a forward deployed research laboratory in Djibouti. And as you would expect with a name like URAFSENT, our responsibility is infectious disease research across 3 COCOMs, UCOM, AFRICOM, and CENTCOM. One of the other things that we do is working with partner health systems in many of the countries where military personnel may be deployed. Even though Navy medicine is always going with the personnel, no matter where we go, and the same for the Army and the Air Force. In many situations, we have to rely on host nation health systems, even like we do here in Sicily, when there's care that's required that's beyond what our hospital can provide. Understanding the environment within those hospitals, specifically related to something we call antimicrobial resistance, is really important. Many people have probably heard about folks who went into a healthcare institution and came out with an infection, and that's one of the areas that we work on, but particularly we're concerned when there are infections that are no longer responsive to the antibiotics that were designed to kill those germs. Monitoring antimicrobial resistance in the health systems of partner countries and then working with those systems to help improve how they prevent and control infections is one of the other areas where NAMRU works. Doing that on the human side, as well as testing and evaluating the insecticide resistance for all of the products that our PrevMed techs are using to help control and prevent mosquito bites or other sorts of infections that could be transmitted by ticks and mosquitoes and sandflies. That's another one of the areas where we do a lot of work. And it's exciting to see how that can improve health, not just making it safer for U.S. military personnel when we're in that location, but for all the people who are getting health care there.
What are some of your biggest accomplishments?
The accomplishments of this team are really phenomenal. Since I know I'm not going to stay on the radio for a long time, I hope everybody will take a moment sometime and look it up and see the cool things that NAMRU 3 has done over time. And now NAMRU URAFSENT is continuing, whether it's eliminating disease vectors, identifying how to test for a disease, how to make that something that can be done more quickly instead of a lab test that takes 3 days for a result, to be able to have something that gives us an answer at the point of care. In the last 3 years that I've been here, there have been some really exciting advances in terms of how we're able to work. So we've started new projects and partnerships to expand our coverage across our three COCOMs, working with the Marines in the high north of Norway, starting new agreements in Oman, expanding our projects in Jordan, beginning collaborations in Israel and Tunisia, and continuing to grow our mission in Ghana and other countries in West Africa like Cameroon and Senegal and Cote d'Ivoire, Guinea. It's just been really exciting to watch my team take this mission and run with it, literally, around half of the world.
What is one powerful experience you've had while working with NAMRU?
Narrowing it down to one is a little hard, but we have had some really incredible opportunities to continue the legacy of NAMRU as a scientific leader in this region. So I've had the opportunity to be there with my scientists to brief the Minister of Health of multiple countries like Jordan, Djibouti, Tunisia. And when we do that, we are demonstrating the partnership of the United States with those countries to advance the health of their whole population. Not only because understanding what infectious disease risks in those regions will be a risk for any U.S. forces who come in for exercises or team-building military events, but it's really about how we can work collaboratively to help improve health for all people. The idea that I was sitting there with my team to brief a senior government official or senior military officials in multiple different countries has really just been an incredible moment to show off the pride that I have in this team and see the power of health as a way to bring people together.
What is it that you are most excited about for NAMRU's future?
Oh my goodness, I can't even wait to see what they do next. We do lots of different kinds of research, and in the last few years, we've really been focusing on what we call biosurveillance, looking for emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases. And so we think about things that are vector-borne, so the mosquito bites or the ticks that carry infection, the sand flies, and can give you an acute febrile illness or a respiratory illness, things like the influenza vaccine that we get every year. Some of the reason for that vaccine comes from data that our NAMRU team and our partners around 19 different countries are generating. As we have worked on that research and surveillance, I'm excited to see how the team will take the science forward, identifying what are the needs for the military, how do we do it smaller, lighter, faster, with less energy, a lower energy requirement. On the more fun side, since not everybody gets quite as excited about science, next year it will be NAMRU's 80th birthday. And I am just so excited to see how the command celebrates that history, the incredible achievements in science and public health, and the partnerships that we have grown and developed around the region for 80 years. That's a pretty incredible milestone to reach, and I'm excited to see how the command celebrates it.
Do you have any parting words for your team?
Yes. Keep being amazing. There is nothing that I have asked this team to do, whether it was figuring out how we were going to move into a permanent facility here in Sigonella, get vehicles, get Italian cell phones now that the headquarters element is here in Italy, get better aligned with what NAVAF and NAVCENT and the AFRICOM surgeon and the CENTCOM surgeon and the UCOM surgeon are saying are their priorities, or to our procurement and logistics team and how can we get the equipment that we need moved all over the world, or so it seems. Keep being awesome. Those are my parting words. Make sure you're taking time for yourselves, because I have a problem that most commanding officers, I think, would love to have, which is I have people who just don't stop. They're incredibly committed to the mission and to making sure that we are able to do the science that helps advance health, whether they are on the admin side, the finance side, logistics, or the scientists out there doing the work in the field or with our partners in their laboratories. It's amazing, and I hope they'll continue to be awesome people doing incredible work, and I know they will.
Where are you headed next, and what are you looking forward to most?
I have a very unique position. I'm privileged to have reached retirement, and I'm now in a retired retained status, which is something that we're doing in the Navy Medical Department, particularly to help fix our problem of not enough Navy medical personnel. So if there's anybody out there who's excited about what we're doing and about Navy medicine, pretty soon you can come talk to me. I'll be doing support to medical recruiting out of Philadelphia and working to support medical recruiting efforts for all of our medical corps, dental corps, nurse corps, medical service corps, officers along the East Coast. I'm hopeful that I'll be able to share some of these stories of the incredible opportunities there are in Navy medicine, and we'll be able to bring some more folks to the team.
Ma'am, thank you so much for taking the time to be here in the studio with us. And with the change of command right around the corner, before you leave us, ma'am, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I think you've probably already figured out that if you get me talking about NAMRU, I'll just keep going. So thank you for this opportunity to introduce NAMRU to more of the AFN listening community. And I will just tell you, it's awfully hard if I were to try to pick out one or two people to specifically thank, because I am blessed with a team of absolute superstars. And it's been the honor of a lifetime to get to lead them.
I'm so excited for what's to come for you, ma'am. And again, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Thank you again, ma'am.
Thank you.